My name is Chief Donna Abbott. My traditional name is Wolf Mother, so it's Chief Donna Wolf Mother Abbott. I live in Cambridge, Maryland, Dorchester County. My ancestors are from the lower part of Dorchester County, the Shorter's Wharf, Crapo area on the Blackwater River. And I'm the chief of the Nassau-Waywash Band of Indians. The Nassau-Waywash are a group of Native American descendants. We are descendants of the Nanticoke Indians, originally from in Dorchester County. There was an order of execution to kill off all the Native American men. So they, to avoid execution, they dispersed. Some went northeast into what is now Delaware, and others stayed behind and went into the marshes of Dorchester County, the lower part of the county, the Shorter's Wharf area, the Blackwater area, Elliott's Island area, and they just blended in with society. They became black or white. They were afraid to acknowledge themselves as Indian or Native American. Two Native villages that we drew our name from, our band name, Nassau-Waywash. Nassau was a village outside of Vienna on the way to Elliott's Island, and Waywash was a village up near the Secretary area between Cambridge and Secretary. We grew our own vegetables, fished the bays and the rivers for oysters and crabs and fish and the true sense of the word, living off the land. A lot of us still muskrat trap, which is something that our ancestors did, but we still get out and we still trap the marshes. We still hunt, we still go bow hunting, and we still are eating turtle soup and frog legs. It's part of nature. Figure Mother Earth's gonna take care of my surroundings and all the aspects of my life with the trees and the water and all that, then she's gonna take care of me too. I feel like I'm a part of that circle. We have events throughout the year. A lot of them are open to the public. We have our Native American annual festival every year in September, and we invite all different bands of Indians, tribes of Indians come in. They come in from all up and down the East Coast, and we just share our meanings and our traditions. We have acquired a building that was an old African-American church that was built in the 1890s. But when it was built, our ancestors milled the trees. They grew the trees, they milled the trees, and donated the wood to them to build the church. So since in years past, this church has closed, and it was given back to our people. So we're trying to restore it and keep it historically accurate. We're trying to use it as a resource center so people can come in and see what it was like, see some of the artifacts and see some of the pictures of our ancestors. So we are constantly doing things to get our name out there, to let people know that we are still around, the Native American descendants are still here. We're trying to honor our ancestors by having these events and restoring this building, and just let people know we're here. We haven't gone anywhere.